News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said to negotiate peace in the war with Russia, it cannot happen behind Ukraine's back. And for more on this, I'm joined by Ukrainian MP Kira Rudik. Good morning to you, Kira. The things that Donald Trump is saying, that, you know, Ukraine should have cut a deal with Russia. In fact, Ukraine shouldn't have started the war, he suggested last night. And indeed, that you should be holding elections. How are Donald Trump's pronouncements on your country being received in Ukraine?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Well, I need to make it clear that Ukraine did not start the war. We are a sovereign state that was brutally attacked by Russia. And I thought by this point, it was so clear to everyone.
I think, Kira, with respect, I think it is. I think very few people would argue that point with you. But what do Ukrainians feel when they hear Donald Trump saying this? Because most right-minded people do believe Russia started the war and can see that Russia started the war.
So it is very painful to hear this. And people are indeed concerned and people are indeed worried about what's going to happen. However, you see, in 2022, when Russia first attacked us in full-scale invasion, we didn't have allies behind our back. Everybody thought that we will stand for a couple of days and then just fail. So we are telling each other that right now the situation is not worse than in 2022, right? We are not alone. We have many countries behind our back. We feel their support. So there is no point to be taken down by what was said. And we need really to take a look at what actions the United States administrations will take. However, we in Ukraine, we have done three revolutions over just my lifetime, right? Mm-hmm. And we know better than anyone how to deal with the presidents if they are overstepping their boundaries. So it's only internally for Ukraine to decide what will happen to Ukrainian president.
This is in response to Trump suggesting that you need elections. He said that President Zelensky has a 4% approval rating and that he thinks elections, you know, should be on the cards.
Yeah, well, but you see, the question is, you're not telling Putin that he needs to be reelected, though the majority of the countries are not even considering him a legitimate president. And now you're talking about our president? Excuse me? I'm a leader of oppositional party. There are many things that I may criticize President Zelensky about, but it is not up to anybody outside Ukraine to question his legitimacy or support or anything. This is a president that we have elected.
Yeah, these are fair points. I'm not going to argue any of them with you, Kira. What do you say in response to what has been, it looks like put, I'm not laughing because it's not funny, but put on the table by the US that any prospect of Ukraine joining NATO should be removed, that you cannot expect to go back to your land borders as existed pre-2014. How is that being received in Ukraine?
Pretty poorly, I can tell you, because again, we are used to not being believed in, and we understand that it is very much in our hands what we can and cannot do. It is very questionable moment that NATO will not have Ukraine joining. But then the question is, well, if you look at the NATO charter, it is said that there are just two reasons why the country can be considered to join. The first is the territorial delegation, which we absolutely comply with. And second, the willingness and the resources to add to NATO's defense. And these both items we absolutely fulfill. Okay. So change...
I know. I accept
the question.
This.
Is this change the charter or start telling the truth? Then,
last question for you, Kira. In terms of what Ukrainians feel, if there were peace negotiations, and obviously, I'm sure you feel strongly Ukraine has to be involved in that, and most people would agree with you. But if there were peace negotiations, What concessions do you think Ukraine would be willing to make, if any, to Russia in order to achieve peace?
The question is not about concessions. It is about the security guarantees. For us, these are not the first peace talks or whatever with Russia. And what we know as a fact from our past, that Russia will break their part of the deal. And we are not ready to get into letting Russia restart and then attack us again.
Okay, I say a very last question. Would Ukraine want to have nuclear weapons once again? You gave them up previously. Would you be, you know, because of a peace that was underwritten by the US, the UK and Russia, that's obviously broken down. Would you be looking for those again?
I think so. There is a request in Ukrainian public and it's pretty strong, because we think it was a wrong step to take, to give up on the nuclear weapons. Russia would never have attacked us if we had those.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Ukrainian MP there, Kira Ruddick. Now-
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.